Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008. Vic Aladef, or rather Dr. Vic Aladef, how are you?
I am very well, thank you. Good to be speaking to you. You're in Israel, I understand.
I am in Israel, so that is why we sometimes have a few technical issues, but so far it's actually been going very, very smoothly. But yes, I am here. We have a family wedding today, which I'm greatly looking forward to participating in.
Lovely.
Yeah, so that is great. Vic, and Mazel Tov to you on your amazing and well-deserved award. For our listeners who don't know what that's about, tell us.
Well, thank you very much. So it is an honorary doctorate. It's a doctorate of letters, honoris causa. And I was awarded this by the University of Sydney exactly a week ago, last Tuesday. There was a graduation ceremony, and the way it worked is that at the graduation ceremony, 500 people, the university, the chancellor reads out what's called a citation. In other words, it's 500 words on the reasons why the university is giving this to me. And it was essentially my human rights work, everything from anti-apartheid work when I was on the Cape Times, to gay rights work, Jewish gay rights work, to anti-Semitism, and anything and everything in between, bringing in Charlottesville and bringing in the fact that the alternative for Deutschland have got 152 seats in the German parliament. So basically, a very broad brush sweep of all my human rights work. So very gratifying to get that, and particularly in this fraught moment, and particularly in the fact that Sydney University has been the epicenter, if you like, of the encampments and of terrible anti-Semitic momentum since October 7, and in fact, prior to that. So given all of that background, it was very gratifying that they still saw their way clear to awarding me this doctorate, for which I was obviously very grateful to receive.
Amazing, and well done. Well done to you. Big mazel tov, well deserved. Let's talk about a parliamentary inquiry into rising anti-Semitism.
Well, just briefly, so a parliamentary inquiry was held just a few days ago. And just briefly there, the expected suspects, in other words, the usual people who you would expect gave evidence, presidents of border deputies, Jewish leaders, etc. Where it went off the rails and, dare I say, turned into a farce for that moment, was some Jewish, like one particular Jewish group, they call themselves Jews Against Occupation 48. They said that, argued that Hamas, Hezbollah are not anti-Semitic organizations. I'll repeat that in case you didn't hear it.
Wow.
Are not anti-Semitic organizations, not Hamas, not Hezbollah, terrorists or not, quote unquote, are not anti-Semitic. And that's where the president of the border deputies said that this inquiry has been hijacked and has turned into a farce at that particular moment. Putting that ridiculous session to one side, it is an important inquiry, and that it's been held by members of parliament, and it will be ongoing, it will be continuing.
So is there anything tangible that can come out of this?
Well, that's a good question. And the short answer is, it's too early to say. So hopefully, yes. And hopefully, yes, in the form of, there needs to be, for example, Holocaust education across the board, everywhere, in every school, etc. It needs to be mandatory, and not just if you happen to decide to study history or something. So it is hoped that there will be tangible, tachlis, outcomes from this, but it's too soon to say because there are still further sessions of this inquiry to take place.
Mm. And I guess it's both very good and very bad that it is taking place, bad that it is needed. And
yes.
It probably would have been hard to imagine a couple of years ago that Australia would ever need an inquiry, a parliamentary inquiry into anti-Semitism. I mean, had I asked you, and you're very involved in all of this, these types of things, had I asked you 3 years ago if you could imagine this being needed, what would you have thought? Would you have seen that there were the signs that it might be?
Well, I'll answer that by quoting from the speech I gave at my graduation ceremony for the honorary doctorate. I said that one of the great books to come out of South Africa is Cry the Beloved Country by Alan Paton. Mm-hmm. And then I said, what has happened to our beloved country? Obviously, I'm talking to an Australian audience.
Right.
And I spoke about a country which held up multiculturalism as a badge of honor. What has happened to that? And what has happened, et cetera, et cetera. So I guess that's the answer to your question.
Right, which is just incredible. University commits to protecting Jewish students.
Yes. So to go back one step, two things have happened there. One is the 38 public universities in this country recently adopted not the IRA definition of anti-Semitism, but a watered down version. Still commendable, but nevertheless, not IRA, but still commendable. So now what has happened, as in the last 24 hours, is that a group of academics with some Jewish academics in the forefront have issued a statement at the universities adopting even that definition of saying all it is providing cover for those who wish to point out everything that Israel is doing wrong. And so that's background number one. Background number two is that at the end of last week, a group of the SRC, Students Representative Council, had a meeting in which they condemned Israel, etc. And when some Jewish students, Orgis is like your Sorgis, when Orgis students stood up to respectfully say, we Jewish students need your help on campus in combating anti-Semitism, what did many members of the audience do? They stood up and they turned their backs on Jewish students. It was pretty chilling.
Absolutely.
And so those are the two backgrounds to what is happening now. And so the Vice Chancellor now has issued published in mainstream media a long statement saying that the students, we've got your backs, that we acknowledge that we did things wrong during the encampments during 2024, but we have your backs and we are putting guardrails in place. And we acknowledge the things which we did wrong during the 2 months of encampments, etc. And we are very determined to do things better. And again, and I have to say in full disclosure, this is the university which presented me with an honorary doctorate. So I guess I'm not an independent witness at this point, but what I'm saying is,
well, I think I think you still have
the
ability to be, and that's why you got that award. Australia is to hold its first ever Holocaust survivor reunion.
That's right. And the impetus from this came from a survivor. His name is Eddie Boaz. He's 85 years old. He survived Bergen-Belsen. And he was prompted by this because of the upsurge in anti-Semitism, which we've been sadly talking about for 19 months. And so this is going to be held this coming Sunday in the New South Wales Parliament House, and the speakers will include the Premier of the state, it will include the Israeli ambassador, and I know both are gentlemen, well, both are absolutely impressive people, says Eddie Boaz, the survivor behind this, that he hopes it will become an annual event. But it's the first time that there will be a reunion of Holocaust survivors in this country. And just to go back one step, just to remind people who have forgotten this, is that Australia has been home to the highest number of Holocaust survivors per capita anywhere in the world outside of Israel. So, which is extraordinary, about 30 to 35,000 survivors came here in the years immediately after World War II, immediately after the Holocaust. Which was a huge percentage of the Jewish community of this country. And obviously the majority have passed on. The number now is probably 5,000-7,000, but it's an extremely Holocaust aware community because of the second generation, third generation. Mm-hmm. So it's a significant event, and it's commendable to the Parliament that the Parliament will be hosting it with the Premier to speak.
Incredible. That's really, really an amazing initiative. That is where we leave it. Dr. Vic Adadef is the former CEO and you're still getting used to it. You'll get used to it. Of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. It has gone 7 o'clock. You can catch the Australia Report every week at this time.